My name is Max Stevens. Writing is my profession. Telling stories is my pastime. That's how I usually introduce myself at parties. The line usually doesn't work, though. Once the initial charm wears off, whomever I'm talking to realizes that I essentially am a professional liar, spinning tales for the amusement of others. I've realized that if I ever want my writing to be taken seriously, I'm going to have to write about something real. Spinning fantastic tales about men from other planets who can perform amazing feats keep the children entertained at night. But it does nothing to help a man like me climb the social ladders of the city of Rivenwrath. So, I've taken it upon myself to write about something that actually happened. I'll put my own particular spin on some strange but true tale. I'll captivate minds and entertain listeners, as I always do. But this time, the zinger at the end will be that my story was true. Desire and achievement, however, are two very different things. The city of Rivenwrath has a very boring, uneventful history for most of my life. These old newspapers and records have turned up nothing that hasn't already been covered and written on ad nauseam. Yes, the world went to war, and Rivenwrath played its part in it. Yes, the invention of the flying machine and the blimp were a great turning point for mankind, and Rivenwrath soon built an airfield nearby for its own aeronautical machines. Rivenwrath is home to the nation's first automaton chess master. There's even a play scripted for the story of the man who designed it. All of this, though, is old news that most near my age could recite with accuracy. Publishing a story on these events would be nothing more than riding the coattails of my predecessors. No, I need something truly unique. Something not yet covered. Or perhaps even something forgotten.
Trouble?
You could say that.
It seems you've taken an interest in the events of yesteryear. Something particular you're looking for?
Well, something fantastic. I'm a writer by trade. I've spent my whole career making up stories. I wanted the chance to tell a true one, and at that, one that would captivate my listeners. But it seems everything fantastic yet true about this city has already been written.
Oh, my boy. There are so many fantastic things about this city not yet discovered, the likes of which you would not believe to be true. And yet they are. Some might even call it the gospel truth.
Oh, really? Well, tell me more, Mr.
Mortimer Overwood. Pleased to meet you. Now, what do you know about the origins of Patrick's Cathedral?
The church built on the outskirts of the city? Just that it's been here for decades. Few are alive now that remember a time when it wasn't here. What about it?
I know the story about the man after whom the church is named. I know the tale of Patrick Maloney.
I'm sorry, that name doesn't mean anything to me.
Do they teach these children nothing in schools? Patrick Maloney is the reason we aren't all servants to an ancient demon or enslaved by nightmarish monsters. He brought light to this city when it was at its darkest.
Oh, him. Yes, I've heard the folktale about how a missionary named Patrick chased all the snakes out of the city. They tell it every year at the annual Freedom Festival. Kids carry around shepherd's crook canes and everyone lights a paper lantern. It's all very entertaining. It's also all fiction. I wanted to write about something that actually happened.
Ah, but there's the thing, my friend. A story about a man driving out snakes with a shepherd's crook and a lantern is, yes, pure fantasy. But the truth that the story is based on, that's the stuff that keeps you up at night wondering.
Well, these piles of rejected newspapers and useless volumes haven't brought me anything useful. I've already wasted more time than I care to researching the success stories of others. If there's a chance that talking to you will be my big break, I suppose I should take it. Do you mind if I record you?
Oh, not at all. Just promise you won't try to take my photograph. I can't stand the flash of those things.
Understood.
Max Stevens interviewing Mortimer Overwood about the legend of Patrick Maloney.
All right, Mr. Overwood, what do you have to tell us?
Mortimer, please. And now, Mr. Stevens, sit back and listen as I tell you about the man who saved a city from darkness by bringing it the gospel by gaslight.